Yes, please. There we are. Thank you very much. All right, Bruce. Right, over to Jilly.
Well, good morning, everyone. So here we are on Christmas Eve morning to almost celebrate the actual day. But we can celebrate it every day, right? So we're going to sing Come and Join the Celebration. It's a very special day. Come and join
celebration. This is a very special day. Come and share a jubilation. There's a new king born today. See the shepherd hurried down to Bethlehem, gazing in wonder at the Son of God who lay before them.
To Bethlehem.
As we come to prayer this morning, I would like first to pray for those who we know, we pray for, we love, but are not actually with us here today. So let us come to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we want to pray for Stuart, there in Brixham Hospital. Lord, we ask that you would be with him, and indeed with the family. Lord, we miss him. We love him. We know that you love him. And we pray, Lord, that you would be all that he needs, and that you would be with those who care for him at this time. We want to thank you, Lord, for answer to prayer for David, because David has had good news, re the cancer and the liver, or the kidneys. Lord, we want to thank you for the curing, for the advance in the situation. The cancer is being dealt with and is disappearing. And we want to thank you, Lord, for answered prayer. We want to pray for Rita. Lord, we pray for her and indeed for her granddaughter, April. You know their situation, Lord, and we ask that you would be with them as both of them wait for their surgery. We want to pray, Lord, for John and Margaret. Must be very difficult, Lord, not to be able to leave your own home, especially without a lot of care. So, Lord, we pray that you would be all that they require, that you would keep them, Lord, safe. And then, Lord, we want to pray for each other. We pray for Richard. Lord, you know his need, and we ask that you would be with him and that you would be his healer. We pray for Julie and for Robert and ask, Lord, that you would bless them in all that they do in your service. We thank you for them, Lord, and pray that you would continue to work in their lives and be with their family and friends. We pray for Brian. We thank you for him, Lord, and for all that he does, so loyal. And we pray, Lord, that as he faces Christmas, we pray that you would be with him where he goes on Christmas Day, and that you would be with many people like him who will be going to special meals for those who otherwise would be on their own. We pray for Deborah and for Graham. Lord, you know that Deborah has lost her voice in the last few days and has not been at all well. We pray, Lord, for her healing. Be all that she needs, Lord. Be her comfort, be her strength. For Graham, Lord, we thank you for him. We thank you that he is able to help Deborah, and we pray that you would give to them both a happy time together. We pray, Lord, for Bruce. Lord, we thank you for all that he does. He comes long before we get here normally, Lord, and we thank you for him. We thank you for his own family and friends too. but for Bruce himself, Lord, we pray that you would continue to equip him for his service. We pray, Lord, for Eunice, that you be with her and be her strength. We pray for Jean. Been a very difficult time, Lord, for Jean, and we ask that you would be very close to her. Be with her as she speaks to Stuart. Be with her, Lord, at home. Lord, we don't know how hard it must be, but it's been a long time now, Lord. And we thank you for the way that she has cared for Stuart. And we pray that you would continue to be her strength, her encouragement. Equip her, Lord, for the task, the special task that she has at this time. And we pray, Lord, for Sarah. Lord, we thank you for Sarah. We thank you for her faithfulness. We thank you for her generosity. But Lord, we now pray that you would be with her. You would be with her as she tomorrow goes to be with a friend for Christmas. So Lord, bless their time together and keep Sarah fit and safe. Pray, Lord, for myself. I just want to thank you, Lord, for the way that you have given me strength to do whatever is required. Thank you, Lord. Lord Christ, be born in us today. Word of God became flesh. Let us, that we might live your gospel, light of the world, shine in us and through us for the sake of the world. Loving God, help us to see your grace, to hear your voice, and to follow in your way. God of the past, present, and future, encircle in your love and care those for whom we pray. For the housebound, keep them warm in heart and home, and cold and loneliness be at bay. For the homeless, give shelter and hope, and safe from despair and addiction. For those facing violence in the home, affirm them worth and dignity, and protect them from the blows and shield from scorn. For those missing a loved one, may memories be precious, not morbid nor morose. God of the past, God of the present, and God of the future, encircle in your love and care for those whom we pray. And bless us, Lord, as a fellowship of believers. And as we look to the future, may we be ready to serve you in whatever way is required. We bring our prayers in the wonderful name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Sing Away in a Manger.
Good for all that the
Now over to Julie again to share with us the Bible reading for today.
So the reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Above the deep and fearless sea, the sun.
I was thinking, just as I took some water, I suppose my first church that I went to, not as a leader at all, but just as an ordinary person, was a parish church in Dulwich in London. And I got used to the way the Anglicans did things. And then I went to the Baptist church. And was I surprised when the preacher picked up a glass of water in the service? You don't do that, I thought. We learn a lot, don't we, about what is acceptable and what is not. In the Anglican Church, we had one of our members, young person, taking up the offering. And as he did, he got to one lady and he smiled, and she said, "You don't smile in the service." How careful we have to be, my friends, to live a good life, the kind of life that Jesus requires of us. Now, you may be surprised that we're reading from Philippians, but there's a good reason for that. Yes, Christmas, we give and we receive gifts. But what gifts has Jesus given to us? Well, there are many, aren't there? I mean, he died on the cross for us. We receive salvation through the life and the death of Jesus. But the one I want to share with you now is the gift of his example. In other words, the example of his life here on earth. And let me say this. This is a gift, I believe, that we need to treasure and realize is of utmost importance. It is a gift of how we should live our lives as true followers of Jesus. So we look at his life. We look at how he lived. And that's the gift that we can follow. And what a wonderful gift it is. I've 3 points, but they are very short. The first one is, Jesus thinks of others, not of himself. He healed the sick. He fed the hungry. He befriended the lonely. And well, just look at his life. He did a lot more for other people. He served others, not himself. That is number 2.2. Jesus serves others. The very Son of God, yes, he who is the Son of God, devoted himself to a life of servanthood. And I know we've acknowledged that before. But you know, my friends, the Lord has come down on earth and he has lived a life of servanthood. So if he has done that, then surely we need to follow. You know, he served others, he taught and shared his wisdom. He was always thinking of others. He was always serving others. And the third one, Jesus sacrifices. Yes, he sacrifices himself. And this is the ultimate reason for which he came in obedience to his Father, and also, of course, of his own willingness. He suffered. He died on the cross, for he was the only one on earth without sin. So in other words, he was, of course, the perfect sacrifice. And he has now opened the way for us to be born again. His death and resurrection has achieved all of this. So I ask you, and I ask myself, as we look at the life of Jesus, how he lived, the example that he has given to us, we couldn't have a greater example. Oh yes, we give gifts at Christmas, but you know, Jesus is the greatest gift that anyone can receive. And I get so happy when I see so many believers who are sharing their love with Jesus, standing out in the cold, doing what Jesus would have done. Do we show humility? Do we show love? Do we put others first? You know, there couldn't be a better example, could there? Our Lord not only gave his life for us, but he left behind the example of true servanthood, of true discipleship. The Lord our God, Jesus, the Saviour of the world, lived a life dedicated to others. So what about our lives? Oh yes, we're going to make mistakes, but we must remember that we have a forgiving God. And God forgives us, but God does require us to do all that we can to be his faithful servants. And I can think of no better way than following the example of Jesus. I don't know what presents you've received, but you know, the best present that we can receive is Jesus in our lives. And once we've done that, the best gift we can receive is to follow the example of our wonderful, of our caring, of our loving Jesus. So friends, as Bruce has put on the program, Jesus, our perfect example. God bless us all. Amen.
So we're going to sing God Has Exalted Him as it follows the word that we read and that Bruce has brought. It's one we did last January. I hope you'll remember it. But we felt it important to do it today, to follow. And then if there's time, we have Angels from the Realms of Glory, Joy to the World. But we have to finish at 1:45. Yeah? Do you think we can fit them all in, Bruce? Okay, yes. We're going to do them all. Okay, great.
The same mind that was in Jesus be found among you, his attitude, who though he was in consider it something to grasp, but emptied himself. And took the form of a servant, and in the likeness of man he was born. That being found in human form, humbled himself, was obedient to death, death on a cross. Therefore God has exalted him.
God has exalted him.
Highly exalted him.
Highly exalted him.
Given to him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow,
every knee should bow,
every tongue
confess, every tongue
confess, Jesus is Lord of heaven and earth, to God the Father's glory. Glory! God has exalted him.
God has exalted him.
Highly exalted him.
Highly exalted him.
Jesus is Lord of heaven and earth, to God the Father's glory. To God the Father's glory.
We're going to sing Angels from the Realms of Glory, and then we'll go straight into Joy to the World. And if you feel able to get up and dance, feel free. I know Bruce will. Angels.
From the realms of glory, bring your flight o'er all the earth. Be you sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth.
Spirit, be with us all, evermore.